Both passages are powerful and challenging. The first one, imagine being so clear about what reality really is, huh? As Paul is here, you see. From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, that is human judgments, bound judgments. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, and he did, it was kind of a troublemaker. Yet, now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. That's powerful. You know, a new creation. That means we're not like we used to be. And the drives that move us are not the ones that moved us before. Well, that's a lifetime proposition, isn't it? We have the capacity to be new creatures, new. All the old, the jealousy, the fears, the anger, the whatever, ambitions, the sensuality, we don't have to in any way subject to that. That's what he's saying. Now, we see this in the lives of the saints. Of course, they dealt with sinful drives. But, you see, he's saying, this is different now. Now, part of the difference, therefore, is what? All this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. These are very moving words. Suppose you had to write them. Suppose the Lord said to you, I want you to write the third letter to the Corinthians and give guidance from me and expose the mystery of who I am and what I've done for the world. Where would you start? Only when we think like that do we have any idea of how graced Paul was. That he's been teaching the world for 2 millennia now. And the word that he speaks is God's word. And so we are ambassadors for Christ. As if God were appealing through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For the sake of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin. Now, what does that mean? I'm giving an illustration. You know, when we read the Bible, we read for edifying thoughts. You can get them out of St. Paphnutius. You know, this is the word of God. He made him to be sin. What could that possibly mean? It meant, you know, he was a sin offering for one thing. But he was identified with all the sin of the world. And that's what was weighing him down on the cross. That's why he asked the Father why he'd been abandoned. That depth of human depravity transformed by the act of love in which the Son of God died. That's the mercy of God. Now, the gospel. Do not take a false oath. I say to you, do not swear at all. Now, what is swearing anyway? We do, you know, it's a joke nowadays, huh? With the basic orientation of the government is atheistic, you know. They put out a Bible and people swear. What does it mean? I'm asking God to hold me accountable for what I say in this court. But if you don't believe in God, why do you go through with this ceremony? You see? Don't swear by your head. These are all very, Semitic. I swear by the grave of my dead father. These kind of things. You know, I swear by my head. I don't know what they mean by that. I just, God, take my head off if I'm telling the falsehood, I guess. In other words, what the Lord is telling us here, it's difficult. I was upstairs reading, you know, I mean, like volumes on, well, you know, do we ever swear? What the Lord is saying is, Christians, those who really are inhabited by me, their word is enough. When you say yes, mean yes. And when you say no, mean no. Be that integrated and that trusting in me that you don't have to back up your words. I mean, as I say, when you hear people, you know, when I was living in like Semitic cultures, I swear by my father's grave, you know, he's lying. Otherwise, he'd just say, no, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? But the Lord is saying what? Be serious about what comes out of your mouth. We affect one another enormously. Be serious. And if you really believe in me, and if you really want to follow me, then your word should be sufficient. What if I have to go to court? If they want you to swear on the Bible, go ahead. But still, my word, because I belong to Christ, my word is sufficient. I'm telling the truth. This one, this, what they call antithesis. Now, you've heard it said, but I say, this is the one where most ink has been spilt, trying to figure this out. What if you, like in the Roman army, you had to swear an oath? Well, are you allowed to do that? You see? The idea is, though, you don't have to appeal to any higher reality if you yourself are honest.